They were called the Buffalo Soldiers, and the Institute of Texan Cultures wants you to know about them.
Buffalo Soldiers, after the Civil War, became very prevalent in West Texas as it led up into the Indian Wars.
Greg Jarrett's an education specialist with the Institute.
And they were African Americans, oftentimes freed slaves, that started a military career. And they were named Buffalo Soldiers by Native Americans because of their ferocity in battle.
To honor them and to educate South Texans about their contributions, the Institute of Texan Cultures has created Buffalo Soldier Day.
We will be holding it on February 8th. It's our second Sunday of February. Our second Sundays are free to the public.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife people are collaborating.
And they're going to bring out a ton of artifacts, a lot of interactive stuff. They're also going to be doing a little bit of animal tracking, and they're going to have a little cane pole fishing set up. We've also got the Bear County Buffalo Soldiers group coming out.
It's happening from noon till 5 on the 8th at the Institute of Texan Cultures on Cesar Chavez. We've more at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.